Miss Tina, T-I-N-A Hunt, H-U-N-T. She was born H-2461. She had complaints, sore throat, cough, congestion, low-grade temperature, fever, night sweats, headache. Also follow-up of leg pain, arm pain. Patient has had a history of PVD, has stent placed in her femoral artery some time ago, could not take Plavix, only takes aspirin now, family history of stroke, family history of heart attack, obesity. Patient lost 80 pounds on gastric sleeve, but she's gained some of it back, and she's been placed on Ozempic and has had a history of thyroid issues, including thyroid nodule in the past period. Our patient is a 61-year-old woman, married, 38 years, works for Entergy Texas, E-N-T-E-R-G-E-Y, Texas. She has two children. She comes in today with the above-mentioned symptoms off and on for the past few days to a few months, period. She sees a cardiologist regularly in Humble, H-U-M-B-L-E, Texas, but she has not seen him for some time and would like to follow up on some of the things that the cardiologist had recommended, including echocardiogram, PV, ultrasound of her legs, and also evaluation of her carotids, which is time to do at this time, period. Maintenance exam, colonoscopy. Not done, not interested. I gave her Guaya cards today. She's going to mail it back. Next number, mammogram, up to date every year. Next number is family history, coronary artery disease, stroke, carotid stenosis. No breast cancer, no colon cancer. Social, last period, 1995, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Her doctor put her on Estrovan. Estradiol. We talked about estradiol versus bioidentical hormones, and she's going to run that by her OB/GYN. Surgery, hysterectomy, C-section, gastric sleeve. Medical problems, hyperlipidemia. Medication, estradiol, statin, Ozempic, metformin, aspirin. Allergy, neuro drug allergy, COVID immunization, none. COVID disease, none. Patient strep test today is positive. She's alert. She's awake. She weighs 233 pounds, but then she lost 80 pounds and gained 40 pounds back, as I mentioned. 96%, 97.9, 16, 87, 147 over 86. Heart pulses, pulse, 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 lungs, few bronchi, abdomen is soft, TMs are red, portion of pharynx is red and inflamed, logical non-focal, lower extremity shows trace edema. She does have anterior and posterior chain lymphadenopathy present, period. Period. Assessment, number one, sinusitis, number two, pharyngitis, number three, strep is negative, number four, rosefenogram, now next one is Decadron, 8 milligram, now next number is Z-Pack, next one is Medrol dose pack, next number is patients on B12 supplementation. Here's an address to send that card.
Okay, thank you very much.
Patients on B2F supplementation, we'll do that on a two-week basis after gastric sleeve. Next one is Finnegan DM for cough. Next one is we looked at her abdomen. She does have fatty liver, but her gallbladder looks okay. Next one is we looked at her legs with calcification, PVD, status for stent placement. And there was evidence of calcification and stenosis present. Next one, she does have carotid stenosis, but nothing that looks hemodynamically unstable. Next one is anterior chain lymphadenopathy noted. Next one is echocardiogram is stable. Next number, morbid obesity noted in the abdomen with a fatty liver, as I mentioned. Next number is findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the clinic. Next one, she sent a Guaya card. And next number, status post left and right femoral artery stent placement. Next one is continue with aspirin. Next one is discussion with her OB/GYN regarding bioidentical hormones. Next number's lab work is up to date. Next number is patient will send a Guaya card to me. Thank you.